Yeah, thanks, Owen. We're just at the end of special stage three, the start of the second loop today. It is raining very, very heavy at the moment, and that's sort of been the story of the day, conditions wise from this harvest rally. It's damp, it's wet, it's making things very, very tricky for the competitors, but it's certainly adding to the excitement and the tense battles which are happening at the front of the field and indeed further on down the field in the class as well. The leading cars are just coming off the stage, and unofficially, Declan Boyle has been the quickest in there on special stage three in his WRC Fiesta, taking 4 seconds out of the rally leader, Callum Devine. Boyle, 6 minutes and 42. Devine, 6 minutes and 46. Devine did have a spin in there in stage three as well. That means unofficially at the head of the field, we now see the gap round about 4 seconds between Callum Devine and Declan Boyle, with the Derryman Devine still in front. Just some of the other selected times. Donna Kelly, 6 minutes 51, 9 seconds slower than the best time of Boyle. Josh Moffat, 6 minutes 50. Sam Moffat, 6:47. Gary Jennings had an off and lost a bit of time. Gary was second coming in to the second loop, just a handful of seconds behind Callum Devine, but he had a slight off and he lost 9 seconds to Declan Boyle, and he slipped out of second position as well. So that's just some of the times from the leaders coming off the third stage. Gary Jennings has dropped time. He drops out of the top two, with Declan Boyle being the fastest. It now means he goes to second in his WRC Fiesta, but he trails round about 4 seconds from the rally leaders, Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, and the Ford Fiesta R5. The leaders are now off to what will be a very, very wet and sticky special stage four. We'll be back with more after the two news.